You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
Let's do it later.
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
What a world! Welcome all to another episode of the Ocho, presented to you in partnership, as always, with SB Nation's bloggingtheboys.com. My name is RJ Ochoa. You know me, of course, from BTB, and from right here is your humble host, on to the Ocho, and what up, world? Welcome one and all to another Dallas Cowboys football season. Today is Monday, August 2nd, 2021. It is officially game week for our Dallas Cowboys. And as it is game week, as it is that time of year, that means that this show, the Ocho, has returned for another Dallas Cowboys football season. It's possible that you're new around here. The first episode going to kind of explain the way things are going to work here on the podcast network throughout the season, just so everybody's on the same page. If you ever have any questions, any comments, any concerns, anything you want to run by me, my DMs are open on Twitter. I am at RJ Ochoa. You can also hit me up on Instagram on DM if that's more your speed, at RJ Ochoa. If you prefer email, rj.ochoa@sbnation.com. I'm always accessible because I want to be clear that Blogging the Boys is Blogging the Boys because of all of you. Every listener, every reader, every viewer, every et cetera. We are the greatest community of Dallas Cowboys fans in the world. The fact that we get to go through this ride together every year is seriously something. It's an expectation that we place on ourselves to be great. We want to deliver you the best Dallas Cowboys content possible because your time is important. Your time is everything. You have a lot of things going on in your life. You know, we want to make sure that the time you're spending with us is fruitful, is productive. And so we take that very seriously. And so we want to have fun. We want to obviously celebrate good things. We want to discuss how the bad things can be better. That's our job as Dallas Cowboys fans, as people who provide Dallas Cowboys content. It's something that we're passionate about, and we are very grateful that you have chosen to be a part of the ride with us. So this is going to kind of be a bit of a different episode than usual, but just to kind of let you know how everything works. So once again, I'm RJ Ochoa. I'm the manager, editor-in-chief over at bloggingtheboys.com. I've been in this role since 2018, and we've done a lot of new things every year, every football season. We've seen a lot of things. We've seen a lot of good. We've seen a lot of not so great, and I think I speak for all of us when I say that this is the most excited we've been about a season in a very long time because of everything we went through last year with Dak Prescott's injury and the season being so broken. And so this has been so anticipated, and there's been a lot to talk about, and there's going to be a lot to talk about. And so obviously you're listening here to the Blogging the Boys podcast network. We have a different show that comes out every single week. None of them are this show. To be clear, the Ocho, every day you will get this. You will get me, and it will normally be 8 minutes or less, obviously a play on the word Ocho. And the idea is that it is your bite-sized, you know, sort of just, I'm in a hurry, I have to get the kids ready, I have to get them in the car, we're driving to school, I'm on the treadmill, I'm getting ready, you know, I'm walking in, I've got a couple of minutes with my AirPods, whatever, I don't know exactly everything that's going on in the world of the Dallas Cowboys. We put this show together so that you have that. It's your bite-sized catch-up on everything that's happening in the world of America's team. You will get this every single day. If you're curious, the time that it posts, the time that it drops is every night at midnight Eastern. So as soon as midnight Eastern hits, you have a brand new episode of the Ocho in your Blogging the Boys podcast network. It, you know, that reminds me, and I stuttered there, and generally, I'll also be transparent with you, I do this in one take because we believe in that. We believe in transparency. We believe in being fun and being ourselves, and we know we're going to make mistakes. And so, you know, hey, if it's one take, if we have to do something over, obviously we'll do that. But this brings me to my next point. It's funny, I talk about, you know, the need to, you know, iron details out, and I lose my train of thought. But if you have not yet, please consider subscribing to the Blogging the Boys podcast network. As I mentioned, you get a new show every day. In fact, you get an episode of Dallas Cowboys content every 12 hours in this one spot. All you have to do is subscribe right here to the Blogging the Boys podcast network. We are available on all major podcast platforms. Search for Blogging the Boys, hit subscribe. I think Apple calls it follow now. Hit follow, whatever. And that's it. That's all you have to do. If you can leave a rating, if you can write a review, I ask this all the time, but those things help us out so much. And we really do appreciate all of you who have taken the time to do so already. That's another way. If you have a question, if you want to, you know, to answer something, leave it in your review. That's something that is really, really, really cool. So different shows that we have. You get the Ocho, obviously, every day at midnight to start your day with the Dallas Cowboys news that you need. Most days, Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, we give you a show at noon Eastern. So like I said, every 12 hours, Wednesday or a different day, we'll get there in a minute. But Monday, that's today. Mondays, you get Jersey Boys, you get Dave Sturcio, and then you get Brett and Keith Ernst. They are Jersey guys through and through. If you want to feel like you were at the bar with some fellow Dallas Cowboys fans, they are the guys for you. You'll hear them, obviously, the day after every Cowboys game, mostly when the Cowboys play on Sunday. We also will post our post-game show. We'll get to that in a little bit, but that audio will be available here for you as an episode of The Ocho on the days that follow Dallas Cowboys games. If you've been around for a while, you understand the rhymes and rhythms that we operate in. But on Mondays, the guys do such a great job with Jersey Boys. Seriously, super awesome show. Love it myself. On Tuesdays, you can hear myself and two-time Super Bowl champion Tony Casillas. That's right. We have a Super Bowl champion on our roster, two Super Bowl rings. Every Tuesday, you can hear Tony and I chopping it up on all things that are happening with the Cowboys. Generally, obviously, a couple of days after the Cowboys games, analyzing, assessing whatever's going on, the latest news, of course, we all get to. On Wednesdays, we've added a new show for this season. First, at 10 a.m. Eastern, you get the NFC East mixtape. You can hear me on this show. I know I'm in a couple of different places. You can hear me and Brandon Lee Gowden. Now, Brandon Lee Gowden, a.k.a. BLG, is the me at SB Nation for our Philadelphia Eagles site, Bleeding Green Nation. What do I want to hear an Eagles guy for, RJ? I don't care. I come to Blogging the Boys for Dallas Cowboys content. BLG and I, over the summer, we talked about this. We are big believers in this show. We've been doing it now. We will have our 16th episode this week on Wednesday. It is called the NFC East Mixtape because we discuss everything happening in the world of the NFC East. BLG and I never sleep. We love talking about and covering the NFL. And obviously, as Dallas Cowboys fans, we have to keep our attention on what's happening within the division. We know that the Cowboys are going to win the NFC East. We want them to win the NFC East. There's a lot of et cetera. You know how it goes. And so the idea of the NFC East Mixtape every week will be to go over where things stand in the division, how the Eagles did, how Washington did, how New York did. We'll bring in guests, people that cover those teams as well. It will be your way of keeping tabs on the enemy teams with people who know them the same way that we know the Dallas Cowboys. So that drops on Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Eastern. Then, later on in the day, you get Talking the Star with Connor Livesey, Dalton Miller, Cole Patterson. If you're a fan of the NFL draft, these guys killed it for us in draft coverage a couple of months ago, but they're such a great X's and O's podcast. Obviously, since it's the middle of the week, they'll start to look forward to the games that are upcoming for the Cowboys, but they will dive in on the nitty-gritty things for those of you that prefer to kind of go down beneath the layer that's on top and talk about matchups that are being won, matchups that can be exploited. They do such a great job with that, so make sure you check that show out on Wednesday. On Thursday, we have a new show this season that we started late in the last season called Riled Up. On Thursdays, you can hear from Roy White. Roy's a big, popular player in the world of the DFW media space. We love having Roy part of the Blogging the Boys podcast network, and you can also hear from Tom Ryle. Tom's been around Blogging the Boys forever. He's great. He's awesome. He's the GOAT. Tom and Roy do such a great job. Obviously, since it's Thursdays, looking forward to what's coming up next for the Cowboys. They talk about things they want to see, concerns they have, questions they want to see answered, on and on and on. That's the way Thursdays roll. On Fridays, you get Girls Talking Boys. This is one of our most popular shows. Kelsey Charles, Meg Murray, they are truly fans that have a great time. They let it all hang out. They're so much fun. Kelsey and Meg are entering their first, not first, goodness gracious, their second full season. I told you, we don't edit things out. We like to leave ourselves, you know, in an authentic space, but entering their second season with us at Blogging the Boys on Fridays. Most times they end up talking to somebody who covers the team the Cowboys are going to be playing that week, so you can look forward to interviews like that. They also interview and have on a lot of guests from within the Dallas Cowboys media space, people that cover the team in the DFW area, so on and so forth. And finally, on Saturdays, when it comes to regular season weeks, we have Cowboys Hoy. For those of you who are Spanish-speaking, or maybe you want to learn Spanish, Mauricio Rodriguez does an incredible job with Cowboys Hoy. It's an entirely Spanish-spoken show that we offer on Saturdays, where Mauricio wraps up everything that happened in the week for the Cowboys, and obviously looks forward ahead to the matchup that's coming up either the next day or 2 days later, whatever the case may be. Now, Sundays are obviously game day. We don't release an episode Sunday morning because it's game day, right? But as soon as the Dallas Cowboys wrap up their game, whenever that is, if they play at noon, it's about 3 o'clock. You know how it works. You know how NFL times work. But as soon as Cowboys games are over, and we've been doing this a lot over the offseason, but we're very excited for what it's going to bring this season. If you like being part of live streams, we will be going live after every Dallas Cowboys game. That's right, every Dallas Cowboys game on the Blogging the Boys YouTube channel. It will be our official Blogging the Boys post-game show. You can hear from me. We'll bring in some guests, obviously, as well throughout the celebration or the morning, whatever's going on, whether the Cowboys won or lost. We will, of course, post that audio for you as soon as the post-game show is done live streaming here on the podcast network. Like I said, that will be the next morning's Ocho, so to speak. And I think that's really it in terms of what you're going to get on the podcast. And I wanted to do this episode here to start the season on Monday, just so you understood everything that we're offering, because I know that you're a podcast listener, and I'm a big podcast listener myself. I know not everybody listens to podcasts and watches videos on YouTube and is part of social media and reads articles on our website, but I wanted you to know everything that we have to offer because it's the beginning of the season and we're so excited. And like I said, we love the Dallas Cowboys just like you, and the fact that we can come together like this is the coolest thing in the world to me, and it will never not be cool. So if you are somebody who likes YouTube content, we have been working very hard on the Blogging the Boys YouTube channel this offseason. We recently celebrated 10,000 subscribers. We're very close to 11,000. Very excited to see what the season brings us and the successes that we can have on that platform. That being said, we will, of course, have a post-game show on the YouTube channel that will be live streamed. You can obviously watch it after the fact if you can't be there live. We will also have a live stream every Tuesday evening throughout the season. That's right. Every Tuesday evening, we'll kind of have a little fireside campfire chat sort of thing, you know, to talk about where things are at with the Cowboys. We'll have some friends on, fellow people that cover the Cowboys that are friends of ours, other media members, people from other teams, whatever feels right, whatever makes sense at that particular time in the season. And you can obviously watch those on the YouTube channel live, or you can watch them after the fact. We will also have preview shows for you leading up to every single Dallas Cowboys game. We will have a preview show available for you on the Blogging the Boys YouTube channel. We have a film review expert, Matt Minich, who will give us some players to look out for. We'll have some film in there for you, some things that are part of the preview show, so you'll know what to watch out for, who to be on the lookout for. We'll also talk to somebody from a place that covers the team the Cowboys are playing. So if they're playing the Vikings, we'll have somebody on that covers the Vikings, and you can hear and see those conversations on the YouTube channel. Also, I think this is something that you're going to really like. The day after every Dallas Cowboys game, we will have highlights available for you on the Blogging the Boys YouTube channel. So if you want to see highlights, you want to have a place, you want to send them to your friends, whatever the case may be, you want to go see that touchdown or interception or sack or whatever, you can head on over to the Blogging the Boys YouTube channel. So we have a lot of things planned with regularity for you on the YouTube channel. By the way, in the near future, starting next Tuesday night, 8 days from now, because it is a Tuesday actually, as soon as Hard Knocks is over, because the Cowboys are being profiled on this season, we will go live on the Blogging the Boys YouTube channel as soon as the episode ends to talk about what we saw, share some laughs, have some good times, and we would love it if you joined us. We'll probably end up podcasting those conversations as well. And in case you haven't detected it by now, we also are going to be very transparent with you. If we decide to post something that makes sense, or we get some requests to do that, to post audio of a conversation we had on YouTube or something like that, we'll do it because we want to make you happy. That's our job. And people think that we say that just for fun. No. It is our job to give you the best Dallas Cowboys content that we can. So we want to hear what you have to say. We want to do the things that you want. We want to provide the things that you seek. It is our job to make you, the Dallas Cowboys fan, happy. And so, like I said, if you have any comments or questions or criticisms, hopefully constructive ones. We would love to hear them. But we're very excited about what we're going to be offering you here on the Blog and the Boys Podcast Network throughout the season, over on the Blog and the Boys YouTube channel. We will, of course, obviously be active on all platforms within social media. We are on Twitter at Blog and the Boys. You can search for our Facebook page. Just search Blog and the Boys. Our Instagram handle got a little bit complicated, blogging.the.boys. Of course, blogandtheboys.com. We have articles that come out every hour, every 2 hours. I mean, there is always something happening, as you know, in the world of the Dallas Cowboys. So we are constantly keeping you updated everywhere that we possibly can. Again, podcasts, videos on YouTube, social media blurbs, wherever the case may be, pictures on Instagram, whatever the case may be, articles at blogandtheboys.com. We do not sleep because we love the Dallas Cowboys. We know that you love the Dallas Cowboys, and we take that very seriously. So I think that that covers everything that we have to offer you this season. I promise normal episodes of the Ocho will not be this long. They'll be no longer than 8 minutes. Again, a play on the name because I'm not that creative of a person. But that being said, the Dallas Cowboys are off today. In case you did not know, they had their 8th practice of training camp yesterday on Sunday. It was a positive practice. CeeDee Lamb continues to just look incredible. I really think this dude's going to establish himself as one of the best wide receivers in the NFL this season. We talked about this. You know, we've been doing recap videos after every training camp practice over on the YouTube channel. And prior to Sunday's practice, if you had asked me which Cowboys player has improved their stock the most in my eyes, right? Like, which player am I, you know, has grown the most in terms of hype? I would have said Trayvon Diggs, but I kind of think it's CeeDee Lamb. And that's because I had such high expectations for CeeDee Lamb before training camp even started, but he just looks so great. If I had to pick 5 early winners from training camp, it would be CeeDee Lamb, it would be Trayvon Diggs, it would be Randy Gregory. And I have expressed not doubt about Randy Gregory, but obviously just concern because we haven't seen him play an entire regular season, you know, in such a long time. And so that's just a question of wondering how it's going to ultimately unfold. But right now it looks like it's going to unfold rather greatly. Randy Gregory looks incredible. That's my third winner. My fourth is Maurice Kennedy, an opt-out for the Cowboys last season. Looks like one of the best corners on the team. I realize that bar is low, but Maurice Kennedy really looks strong for the Cowboys. You know, when the Cowboys first signed him, the only thing that he had going for him was that he was one of PFF's highest graded corners in the very limited sample size that there was throughout 2019. Obviously, we heard so much last year about how Mike McCarthy hung out at the PFF offices and, you know, got big into analytics. We had a lot of fun with that, but Maurice Kennedy really looks sharp. My fifth final winner right now, just as we're kind of wrapping up here, Dan Quinn. I mean, and really the fact that Dan Quinn's a winner makes us winners because I really feel like the Cowboys have given the keys to somebody who's really going to handle this defense in the way that we want to see as Dallas Cowboys fans, which is very exciting. I also think Dan Quinn's going to be a big-time star on Hard Knocks. Injuries to kind of take note of in case you're unaware. Obviously, we're all still monitoring Dak Prescott. I would be very, very, very surprised if Dak plays in the preseason game this week. Again, the Cowboys do play a football game in 3 days, which is very exciting. And like I said, we've got a lot of stuff planned for it because, hello, it's football season. But I don't think Dak would have played anyway. That's just kind of the matter, the way the Pro Football Hall of Fame game works. Tyron Smith still dealing with elbow tendonitis. Zach Martin, we never really heard anything else about this. It was reported by ESPN that he had an ankle issue, but he practiced. He never missed practice because of it. And ultimately, everything seems fine. And Michael Gallup has already returned from his ankle issue that he had when he flipped over the fence over there at the courtyard in Oxnard. Ty Nsekhe was back at practice on Sunday, so it seems like all is well on that note. It's football season, and I'm so excited to share it with you, to share it with the world. I'm so pumped, and we have a lot of stuff. Again, just, you know, briefly to run down, you know, kind of speed style here. Every day you get the Ocho. Every day at midnight it drops, so you have something to catch you up on the latest and greatest in the world of Dallas Cowboys news. We know that you're very busy, so we coordinate everything that you need and give it to you right here, so you only have to go to one place. But on Mondays you get Jersey Boys, Tuesdays the 750 and a live stream over on YouTube, on Wednesdays you get the NFC's mixtape and Talking the Star, and this week you get the preview show on YouTube because the Cowboys play on Thursday. On Thursday you get Riled Up, and then you get the post game show on YouTube because The Cowboys play on Thursday. Seriously, I'm super pumped. The Dallas Cowboys play a game this week. This Friday, Girls Talking Boys for Kelsey and Meg will obviously react to what we saw in the Pro Football Hall of Fame game. And as I mentioned, you'll get the highlights from the HOF game over on the YouTube channel. On Saturday, Cowboys Oi. And starting the week after that, next week, you get live streams on Tuesday nights after Hard Knocks. When Hard Knocks is over, we'll still do the live streams on Tuesdays. They'll just be, you know, earlier in the evening because we're not waiting on Hard Knocks. My voice is about gone because I haven't spoken, you know, this long, this straight in a very long time. We obviously, in the offseason, take the Ocho out of the rotation because there's not news happening every day. But it is football season, and I'm so pumped, so thrilled, so excited, so overjoyed to be here. I can't believe that, you know, I can't believe we made it. I mean, it was a really fun offseason, I think, in the world of other sports. But there's nothing like football season. There's nothing like the Dallas Cowboys being back in our lives. And I think I speak for you and me in saying that I think we think this season is going to be really special. So subscribe, please, here to the Blog and the Boys Podcast Network. Leave a rating, write a review. Pretty, 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 please. Please also subscribe to the Blog and the Boys YouTube channel. Follow us on all levels of social media. I'm on Twitter and Instagram at RJ Ochoa. Once again, if you want to email me, you can. rj.ochoa@sbnation.com. I think that's it. One take, one time, one whatever. I'm done. All right, everybody. We've got an episode of Jersey Boys coming your way later on today. So with all that being said, have yourselves the best day ever. Have the best Monday of all time. You know why? Because you deserve it. We will see you manana, my friends. As always, go Cowboys and peace out.